Oh my God, is it true? Dana Carvey is on the phone.
Icon.
Hello, Dana.
Hey. Mild attempt at humor. Party on? You guys watch Dexter?
Yeah, yes, my God, yes. We love Dexter.
I love it. Did you notice that his internal dialogue is Garthy-like? I mean, you know, my dark past censure. Sometimes Wayne says, party on. Party is getting him on my table.
Oh, my God, I'll never watch the same.
Imagination, or did C. Michael Hall watch a lot of Wayne's World? Anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the opportunity to play a role that is like a sinister character like that?
I mean, as esoteric as Garth?
As Garth. No, I mean, like, you know, on Dexter, since you are a fan, and they had, like, John Lithgow, and then they had Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, Colin, yeah.
Colin Hanks play, like, the villain to Dexter. Have you ever, like, been, like, offered, or would you love to play, like, the role of, like, the opposite serial killer?
Yeah, I actually was kind of a criminal in a couple different movies, yeah. I was sort of stereotyped as the kid who looks like Timmy on the Lassie show, but also wants to murder people.
Perfect combination. Totally unsuspecting.
We all want to do what we don't do. Of course, every comedian wants to play like a badass. I'd like to be, you know, some kind of mob boss or something. You know what I mean? Making hits and all that kind of stuff over there.
Yeah, a little special.
How are you, Heidi and Frank?
We're so good. You know what is amazing about Dana Carvey is, like, it's weird because you're an impressionist, and yet I think people impersonate you doing the impersonation so much. Like, nobody's ever been impersonated doing impersonations as much
as
you.
I'm a lousy. If I had Frank Caliendo's ear, I'd be golden. You know, I don't have the kind of ear of a really true, brilliant impressionist. So I had to just make up voices and hope people would believe them.
Yeah, you had the commitment.
Last time I checked, George Bush Sr. never said, nah, gotta do it. But
everybody thinks he did.
I might have said that. Yeah. Okay.
No, we're looking at your bio, and it has, like, you know, the impersonations that you do. And, like, I think the most recent one was, or not most recent, but one of them on the list was, like, you know, you got Bush, you got Perot, you got Mondale. Do you notice, like, in your act, you're still for all ages, when you're doing your act and you're pulling out your Mondale, you're getting pretty blank faces?
The 25-year-old girl who loves you goes,
I don't even remember doing Mondale. That's funny.
That's on your list.
You probably did it on SNL.
My Mondale impression.
I don't think anyone remembers what Mondale sounds like. I could be doing Mondale right now. No one would know.
Exactly. You know what? I actually made a little note. This is so funny because when I said Frank sounds like Mondale.
I'm going
to
mention that.
I try to make it relevant. I mean, the only reason to do George Bush Sr. now is because I just thought that Junior and Senior are very close. And since there's been a lot of talk from, you know, the other side of the aisle, Obama, you know, those are the policies that got us in this mess in the first place.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Nice.
You call up Senior and go, Daddy, they're saying everything was my fault. Well, it was a little stinky, a little messy when you left. But Daddy, he said he's going to close Gitmo. He didn't close Gitmo. Doesn't matter. But Daddy, he said he did. He didn't like the drones, and he got more drones. Doesn't matter. But Daddy, I was the one who got the courier to get to some Bin Laden. Doesn't matter. Daddy, I got number two, Al Khalid Shalid Awawi. Never heard of him. So I try to make it relevant. You know, I don't want to be an oldies act, but I do use these characters when they're relevant.
Now, when you started doing impressions, I mean, also awesome. in this obviously outdated bio I have, it says that you started doing this around, like, 9, 10 years old. You'd walk around the house and start doing impressions. Were you that kid that your parents were just like, just the annoying kid?
Or were you good?
Well,
like,
I did have an ear, I mean, a little bit. I mean, the first, and this is absolutely true, the first voice that I ever did was like a Beatley voice, because the Ed Sullivan Show was on. I was a little kid. And then the next day, I was, like, you know, walking around talking like this, you know. And I said to my mother, could you get me some pancakes, Mom, you know. And that was when I first started being able to do a voice. And everyone was all excited. Wow, he sounds like a Beatle, you know.
She wasn't like, what the hell's wrong with you? Stop talking like that.
You know, with the fractured media environment we have, they would be some brilliant garage band counting YouTube hits, right? Hey, Paul, did you see that A Day in Life got 900 hits? We're going to be stoned. I know. Abbey Road has 2,800. What is that?
Dana Carvey's on the phone with us. Dana's going to be performing at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. That's on Friday, December 7th at 9 p.m.
Yes, and free San Juan Capistranos will be given out during the show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's sort of their coffee drink, isn't
first
it?
First ever.
Don't tell me they don't have a drink called San Juan Capistrano there.
And this is an all-ages show, huh?
You know, I know. I saw that. I don't know. It's more, well, in today's world, I guess a few swear words wouldn't traumatize a kid. I mean, I don't go, like, super blue. I have a 50 Shades of Grey chunk where I talk about how revelatory it was to realize that a lot of women want to be on all fours, gagged with a butt plug in a cage, and I
yeah.
didn't know that when I was.
But dating. by George Bush. See, you factor him into.
See, you're starting to write now. Hey, Daddy, did you read 50 Shades of Grey? No, didn't have to read it. Bar and I lived it.
Oh my God! There's the visual.
That's how easy it is. Yeah, I would say it's a PG-13 with a few swear words, you know. I mean, I do an Arnold struggle with not wanting to have sex with a housekeeper, but it's never grotesque. It's more like, no, I better not. I mean, you know, I can't. I'm governor. Look at that mate. Let me tell you something, Arnold. You better not even think about this. But look at those metatarsals. Look at the muscular buttocks and the muscular neck and back. I could make a super muscle baby with her. A super muscle baby for the world. So would that traumatize a 7-year-old?
I think it's fine.
They'll be like, who's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Now, I didn't know this.
Sounds funny, Daddy. What are you going to do the church lady?
Yeah, the church lady.
Do you still get people out in the crowd yelling out like, church lady?
That's pretty good, Heidi.
Well,
lately I've been doing, you know, I'll do like 75, and then I just come out and I'll take Q&A, and if I missed anything, you know, I just riff on the origin of the character or, you know. But church lady always makes a bit of an appearance. I'm still too young.
Speaking of making an appearance, we wanted you to come down and hang out with us in the studio, and they said that you couldn't, but if you're ever, you know, available, you need to come in here and hang out with us sometime.
We're better in person.
Well, would it be weird to say that, and I don't think I'm out of line, but I'm wearing the church lady outfit right now.
Then that's perfect.
That's what he sleeps in.
Does that seem odd? Or
some might say you need to let it go.
I'm not going to do anything or go anywhere. I'm just wearing the whole kit up right now.
No, I didn't know that Garth from Wayne's World was based on your brother.
Yeah, my brother Brad was where I got that rhythm. I used to do that character in my stand-up as my brother Brad, and he does talk like this. And he was the kid who was the genius of the family. He would fix the dryer with a butter knife, one of those kids.
Right.
Red Poplar Mechanics.
Yeah.
You know? Is he your
and
mom's
he literally
favorite?
Was the master of the understatement. Yeah, I could make a small nuclear reactor out of a paperclip. And he did.
Dana Carvey, thank you so much. Dana Carvey will be performing at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. That's on Friday, December 7th at 9 p.m. Now, doors open at 6 p.m. So go get your tickets. All ages are welcome. Thank you so much for calling the show, man.
Hey, my pleasure. I mean, when I'm down in L.A., I will come down.
Yeah, yes, we would love that.
That'd
be an
stop
honor.
In.
I saw you guys' pictures online, and you're very attractive people.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't hang out with ugly people.
Yeah, thanks, Dana.
Well, it's just an extra bonus. I wouldn't care, but the fact that you're just an attractive couple just makes life easier.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Go check him out. Get those tickets to the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Very funny. Look at that. Who'd have thought?
Hell of a nice guy. Yeah.
Hell of a nice guy. And obviously wasn't pre-listening to the show as I was setting up Dana Carvey for the entire time. In my own special way that I set up Dana Carvey.
It's what you do.
That's what I do.
People go, oh my God, if he's coming on, I got to really listen
now
to see.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that surprise. Who's coming up next? Who knows? 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.